Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, the live Saturday edition of the show tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, it is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. We did talk last hour extensively about the idea that the FBI might actually be creating all the instances of so-called terror plots that have been busted over the last decade, maybe even beyond that.
Or at least, I mean, you know, there have been quite a few of them, and at least, you know, taken some, in some cases, you know, blown the situation up far bigger than it would have ever been, if it would have been at all. And, I mean, it's amazing how many of these situations the FBI had an informant on the inside. I mean, really? The FBI's got an informant on every organization that wants to blow up something in the United States?
Well, that's just it. We had a call last hour who was suggesting that, well, you know, this may be true what you're saying, but at the same time, we know there's a real terror threat out there and we're safe. Thank goodness to the government. But if there really was a terror threat out there, then it's ludicrous to believe the FBI is somehow heading them all off, as evidenced by the guy flying his plane into the building in Austin, Texas. Because it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to create terror. You don't need to have a ring of people to do that. You could have lone agents operating very quietly and calmly and, you know, amassing whatever bomb-making materials they need and then setting them off or, you know, hijack a tanker truck, run it into the side of a building. I can think of things to do that would cause terror that would not be very difficult to accomplish. And those things just aren't happening. So the idea that the FBI or the federal government and somehow is out there stopping all of this stuff from happening and keeping you safe, I think it's pretty ludicrous. And when you actually look at the supposed terror busts out there and you get into the detail on it, you find out the FBI essentially ginned up the violence. They came in there and started it. They put the ideas in people's heads. They're creating the terror they want you to be so afraid of, which, again, hasn't even really manifested. So we go to your phone calls. You are welcome to bring up anything. We go to Brian, and he's been waiting patiently, listening in, I believe, Manchester. It's a WGIR. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I was very surprised that they called an IED a weapons of mass destruction. When my son was in Iraq, they never called it that. The thing I want to talk about is the census and the waste, the government waste there.
Oh, by all means.
First off, I get a letter telling me that the census is on the way. Then I get the census itself. Then I get a letter after the census. This letter says, make sure you fill out the census.
I haven't gotten that letter yet. Just to interrupt you here, I've got this. I got the first initial letter. I got the census. And they sent me a postcard saying, hey, here's a reminder. Did you get the postcard?
The postcard I got today says, do you want to work for the census and make money? So I'm thinking to myself, that's four things they've sent. And I've heard all about it on TV. I heard all about it on radio. I've seen it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming. Why are they wasting so much money? And why are they redundant?
Well, that's what they do. I mean, they say it's
absolutely
not their money.
Unbelievable.
That's your money, so why not waste it?
Yeah, exactly. And then here's the kicker. When they add everything up, it'll be 5 or 6 years, and they'll say, oh, this information is no good because it's too old. It's stale. It won't help.
Sure. Well, they have the American Community Survey, which I believe they do every year, or they do it fairly often throughout the decade. And I would highly recommend that people not fill any of it out, not even the first question. I know some people that consider themselves constitutionalists, you know, they got a real hard-on for that first question. But I say that if they don't follow their rules, why should we?
I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to tell them you know, all
you
about
it yet,
the the 24 Eskimos that are living in my
house. You
haven't
even gotten it yet.
You're right, I haven't gotten it. I keep my privacy private.
You don't have a mailbox.
There you go.
So
I didn't put it up. That's
so
why.
So far, that has stopped them. We don't know if they're going to send someone to your door yet or not.
I suspect.
Now, Brian, are you? Did you say you were going to fill any of it out? Of it out at all?
Yes, I did. I filled it out, mailed it back in.
Really?
Excuse me?
The whole thing?
Yeah, it took me all of 5 minutes, if that.
Why did you do that?
That's just me.
Okay.
Don't they use this information for making like voting records or voting wards or something?
Yeah, yep. They use it for that.
That's one of the allegations.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you know, and for that reason, I have thought about I've thought all kinds of things about the census form. I don't think that there's any real value in filling it out or not filling it out or anything because it's just me and, you know, my family, big deal, three people. But you know, I don't care whether people fill it out or not fill it out. I don't think it's a statement of patriotism one way or the other.
I think it's an ideal time for people to do a little non-cooperation, do a little civil disobedience. But point of clarification, I didn't answer accurately when you asked about does it have have to do with voting wards, etc. The answer to that is, my understanding is, it has to do with apportionment at the federal level, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with your local wards. Local. That's all decided by your local county clerk or city clerk, that kind of thing.
That makes sense.
So as far as divvying up the local area into various different political designations, the census is entirely useless, and it's just for the Fed's use, and who knows what they'll do with that information.
Plus a waste of money with all the letters they keep sending you.
Brian, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
That was it. Just a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. We're on there every night when there's no sports in Manchester. Every Saturday night. But I'm in talks with the program director about weeknights, so call him up, tell him thanks if you like the show. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. There's one station out that carries us, WGIN, out on the seacoast of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another station that Clear Channel owns out there. They're both running Michael Savage at nighttime. So I said, well, look, we're kind of the anti-Savage. Why don't you put Free Talk Live on weeknights on one of your stations, keep Savage on the other station, and we'll capture more of the talk radio audience.
Well, at the very least, we'll stick the Savage listeners to the ceiling. I can assure you of that. Free Talk Live is the opposite of Michael Savage. That's
all right,
for sure.
We continue here with your phone calls about what you want, and go to Jack, listening in Washington to KBKW. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just picked you guys up. I've never heard the show before, and so
sorry for the shock.
Okay, right. And with all that's been going on in politics, and especially with the Tea Party movement, and then you mentioned the Free State Project, and of course the title of your show here is Free Talk Live. I take issue.
Which issue?
First of all, the Free State Project and the Tea Party movement in particular. These movements are fueled by the Libertarian Party.
No, they're not.
Not the Tea Party.
They might be fueled by people that believe in liberty, but they are not fueled by the Libertarian Party.
And the Free State Project is not in any way an arm of the Libertarian
Party.
Neither
one of us are members of the Libertarian Party.
Okay, but the anti-government sentiment that comes from these movements...
I'm not anti-government. I'm pro-freedom, and I'm not officially part of the Tea Party movement, but I am part of the Free State Project.
Okay, that's a contradiction from a lot of people's philosophy that that declare that they're for freedom. The reason is because they come from the position that the government impinges on freedom.
Yes,
okay?
That's what it's designed to do.
So in other words, there is a one-to-one correspondence between, as government gets bigger, it is said that freedom diminishes. Okay, so you can't say that I'm anti-government. When the philosophy of libertarianism and anti-government folks say those things, they feel that big government impinges on freedom. Look,
I think all government impinges on freedom.
Well, it's about semantics, and it's also about a frame of mind. If you're anti-government, you're a mad mofo. If you're pro freedom, then you're a person who's for freedom. And I'm explaining the difference to you.
Well, what are you saying? If you have not been clear.
Because the thing of it is that if somebody is that antithetical towards government, you know, there's a word for that. It's called anarchy. Anarchy, by definition, means no state, voluntarism. Okay, it doesn't.
I am a voluntarist.
Right, and mm-hmm. voluntarists are, in a sense, a type of anarchist, because they don't believe in the state.
Aggressive violence against peaceful people, which is what the state is. The state is institutionalized, monopolized aggression.
It's also a really old technology. We don't use the same technology that we used 200-plus years ago in many other places in our lives, and I wonder...
Well, first of all, that is number one. It's antithetical. What you're standing for, as in voluntarism, libertarianism.
That's what I stand for, not Mark necessarily.
Okay, all right. Voluntarism. They're all kind of one and the same to me. That is antithetical toward Christianity. It's contradictory.
Whoa! I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, because this doesn't make any sense. Christianity was a religion that was established that was contrary to the Roman government. I'm gonna bring you back.
Definitely want to bring him back here. Hang on, if you don't mind, we'll come back with more Jack and your calls about what you want. Is voluntarism or libertarianism incompatible with Christianity? Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You're welcome to bring up whatever you might want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a webcam, and it's free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to stuff like that, we give it away. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And in addition to watching and listening, you can also chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. Or not. It's up to you. cam.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. At least that was my experience. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, we're on the line here with Jack from Washington, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. And, Jack, you're back with us. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, you called in to essentially try to call me out. What it seems like you were trying to do is call me out as an anarchist. I don't accept that term. I think it suggests that that I believe in no rules, and that's not the case. As a voluntarist, I simply believe that that the institutionalization of the coercive force, of the aggression against peaceful people, is wrong, and that I want to move toward a society where people get along on a consensual basis, and those who do aggress against others, that they would be, you know, made to pay restitution to their victims. So I don't think that's that to me doesn't sound like anarchy. But nonetheless, you then went on to say that voluntarism or voluntarism is in somehow contradictory toward the ideas of Christianity. Can you explain that statement?
Well, sure. I mean, it's very, very simple. First of all, when you are a voluntarist or a libertarian, you challenge authority, at least state authority, collective authority. And that is specifically, it goes against, Romans chapter 13.
What about
Romans,
when Jesus, I really don't care about Paul and his ramblings, but what about Jesus healing on the Sabbath day?
Wait a minute, hang on a second. If you say that I don't care about Romans, do you know how much doctrine you're throwing away?
Are you telling me I'm not a Christian?
Do you get to decide what my doctrine is? The Bible says you're not to add or...
Do I have to believe in the Bible to be a Christian?
Wait, is this the Romans thing with the render under Caesar?
Right. Well, no, it's not render under Caesar.
What is he referencing? I don't even know.
This is, if God institutes a killing bunch of Nazis, you got to follow him because God said so. Did God institute the Nazis?
We don't have the gulags in America.
Answer the question.
Calm down, Mark. Calm down.
Did God institute the Nazis?
No, absolutely not.
Did God institute Stalin?
Absolutely not.
So do I have to follow Barack Obama?
Barack Obama is not Stalin, and he's not Hitler. We don't have gulags here.
You get to decide. You are the arbiter of what a good government is and what isn't. Isn't that antithetical to what Paul said in Romans, though?
It says here in Romans, it says that government, if you rebel against government authority, you're rebelling against what God has established.
So the Jews deserve to die.
Let me make one more point, because I know you're probably going to get all riled up and cut me
off.
I'm telling you that you aren't making any sense. No,
make a little bit of sense.
No, I am making sense.
No,
first
he's saying that he knows what God created, what governments
right.
God created.
God created the governments. All of the governments are good, except for the Nazis and the Russians.
How many people does a government have to kill before, innocent people does a government have to kill before you'll label them as an ungodly government?
Where in America do you see, our government marching people into death camps?
How about the people they drop bombs on back in, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? How about the people they're dropping bombs on today in the Middle East? How about that?
Okay, I can tell you that the majority of people that support Barack Obama right now are against both the Iraq war. And
I don't care what they're against.
So to try to draw a contrast between liberals or Democrats.
I didn't mention anything about liberals and Democrats. I'm talking about the government killing people.
Well, you mentioned Barack Obama.
Mark mentioned. I don't know why he did.
He's the guy in charge.
Right. You brought in Barack Obama,
you would have brought up George Bush if this were 2007.
I didn't know. I'm not. I was talking.
I said we would have brought up George Bush if this were 2007. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That just doesn't make any sense to say that God instituted governments and governments were put there to protect you and blah, 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 blah. You know, this stuff that Paul wrote. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, then God must have instituted. If you believe that verse is true, God must have instituted the Nazis. If you believe that that verse is true, God must have instituted Genghis Khan. If you believe that verse is true, God was responsible for all of the terrible things that have happened throughout history. God wanted the Indians slaughtered. God wanted Japanese Americans interned. Mm-hmm. God wanted all the things that governments have done poorly. God wanted black people held as property in colonial and early America. God wanted it because
ludicrous.
That, I mean, who wants that God? I don't.
Nope.
I believe that's a misinterpretation of Paul's writing. If Paul is actually, somebody that you can claim was imbued with the Holy Spirit, I would not make that claim.
Well, he said that.
And I also would ask, Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. Since Jesus was breaking laws on that day, then is Jesus a bad guy and should God send him to hell?
Because he broke the government's laws.
He did.
What about Martin Luther King? Was he also a bad guy?
Yeah, Martin Luther King, evil.
So Rosa Parks, bad woman. So 800-259-9231. And to go back to his statement that voluntarism, the idea that mankind should interact on a consensual basis with one another, which is, by the way, how 99% of us interact with one another, that voluntarism is somehow incompatible with Christianity? Well, how about looking at, and I'm not a Christian, by the way. I was at one time. But how about looking at the teachings of Jesus? Didn't he teach love and forgiveness and compassion? How is that incompatible with voluntarism? It's the state that's incompatible with the teachings of Jesus, from what I can tell. The idea of government itself is incompatible. The idea of aggressing against peaceful people, which is what governments do, unless you had some sort of magical peace government that certainly never graced the face of this planet. Governments aggress against people. That's what taxes are. That's what war is.
Actually, Jesus' government is a voluntary. You decide whether or not you want to make Jesus your Lord.
There you go.
And therefore, I think that you can make the claim that Jesus' government's voluntary. Therefore, it does not use coercion to get what it wants.
Let's go continuing here with your phone calls and talk to, I believe we have Brian listening in Tupelo. 2WKMQ, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, it's Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne, that's way off. But hey, you're Dwayne, on, Dwayne. Are you in Tupelo?
No, I'm actually over here just west of Decatur, Alabama right now, heading
all
back
right.
to Tupelo.
Right on. What's on your mind, Dwayne?
All I was wanting to do is make a comment about the census
form
that we're talking about. Keeping up with the population and all with the census, the federal government, can they not just keep up with the with everybody through the Social Security numbers and stuff? Well, I guess it just dawned on it, possibly little kids, too. You got to put your little...
Yeah, and they're trying to find out. But you're right. That's a great point. Why couldn't they use some of their other metrics and their other systems to ascertain that information? It's because they want the information. They want to access.
They want to spend the money too.
Yeah, they want to spend the money. They want to create more bureaucracy. They want to hire more bureaucrats.
Right.
They want more power.
The increase of jobs that we saw in the last quarter was basically from temporary census workers.
Dwayne, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck on your trip. Drive safe. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. That is the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Even if what you're saying doesn't make any logical sense. 800-259-9231. We'll let you say it. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Growing your own heritage garden with heirloom vegetable seeds is the healthiest decision you can make for you and your family. Why waste time and money sifting through dozens of tiny seed packs when we've done the work for you? We are heirloomseedkit.com. 50 heirloom varieties, 1,250 rare vegetable seeds, all organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. We buy our garden seeds from the same farms as our competition, yet with our kit, you'll save 50% or more. And our seed kit comes with a free garden planner and a wonderful How to Save Seeds booklet. How can we offer the same heirloom seeds as our competition for half price? It's all in the packaging. We use simple, no-print envelopes, while other seed companies charge more for the fancy printed envelopes than the cost of the seeds. All our varieties are proven to thrive in every region of the United States. We urge you to feed your family healthy vegetables from your own backyard. We are heirloomseedkit.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, our website is created by you. Well, I mean, we put the site up, but you create the content. You go in, create a free account, and you can add in whatever you think our listeners might enjoy. News stories, you can add in videos, blog posts, whatever it is you think our listeners will like. Put in there, and then our other listeners will vote them up or vote them down. And the best, most popular stories, supposedly, will end up being promoted to the front page of the website. And you can also vote up and down on other people's things, too. So go on over and enjoy. It's free at freetalklive.com.
If you've spent any kind of real time looking for children's books out there, you found out that a lot of them have a decidedly liberal bend to them. You know, that you got to share to have friends. I'm not saying sharing's not a good thing, but it's a strange way to have friends, give things away in order to get them. And, you know, just lots of other things in children's books that bother me. But I found one that's really great. It's called An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page make it one of any child's favorites. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples there of the book, and you can order today. There's a 10% discount for Free Talk Live listeners with the coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. It's An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com. It's a great book.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got, I think, an email that I want to get to that ties into that Christian.
It's very short.
Is it really short?
Yeah,
it's all right, let's slip it in here, because you were sharing some of it with me, and I said we've got to share this on the air, because the guy called in a few moments ago talking about this passage. Was it Romans 13, was it?
Yeah, it's Romans 13.
This passage in the Bible that says that
God has ordained our leaders.
that if whatever the government is, you have to obey them,
yes.
Or otherwise you're not obeying God, right?
Yeah. It sounds like rambling nonsense to me, but this is from our friend Jet.
Who is a Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. He says, when fellow Christians misinterpret Romans 13 government and say how government employees are ordained by God and we must obey, I ask them a ton of questions, like, which ones? Are janitors ordained? If so, if I get that job, will you obey me?
I think they get that one down by saying, well, no, the legislature, you know, that's the government organ that creates the rules, not the janitor.
But he is a government agent, is he not? I mean, he must be ordained by God. If they are,
worth asking.
Why do only half of them ever agree on anything?
The government people.
Yes. Is God confused? Because clearly Jet doesn't believe that, being a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to show how that verse in its, you know, way, however it is interpreted, doesn't work. As a policeman, he says, what if a policeman told you to go in the bushes and take off your clothes? He's ordained, isn't he? It happens.
They tell worse than that.
Yes. So Jesus says that the greatest among us is the servant of all. Do you agree? Then does this make any sense to you that you should obey your servants?
Seems a little strange.
Yeah, the government's your servants, right? And how could they be ordained above you, though?
Yeah, how can your servant give you orders?
Doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
The words he has given us are absolute truth. When you read them with God set as your only authority, not humans, that's when it all comes clear. So the
from
humans,
a Christian's perspective,
yes,
there,
humans,
we're not Christians, by
not me. Authorities. God's the authority.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Lady listeners first. Virginia is on the line listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Virginia, you are on the air. Do we have Virginia? Going once? No, she is gone. All right, well, let's try instead. I believe we've got Darius with us listening to WVTS in Charleston. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Darius, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, buddy. First of all, I wanted to tell you that I saw about 8 months, 9 months ago, I saw a video that you did where you were talking to the town manager, I guess, in New Hampshire, and it was about a 45-minute video, and I just thought that was the best thing I ever saw.
Oh, that's an old video. That's a really boring one. There's another one where we talk to that same bureaucrat, the city manager of Keene, New Hampshire, and we really corner him because later on down the line, one of the EMS workers stole my cell phone from my hand as I was recording them doing their so-called job. He got real upset and snatched my cell phone, so we went and we asked the manager if he was willing to do anything, talk to his employees based on the fact that we have video footage of one of his employees stealing my cell phone. And it's really amazing watching him slime and squirm his way out of answering questions. So you can find that video, I believe, over at obscuredtruth.com. There are a bunch of really great videos from that are far more entertaining than the 45-minute long one that you're talking about, where it's mostly just that bureaucrat just rambling and filling airtime.
well, actually, better than being entertaining, it changed my way of thinking, and I'm someone who has all of my life. I'm serious. You ask questions. In fact, I wrote down your questions and put them on my website because I was just so fascinated. People don't realize how totally succumbed by the government that we are. And some of the questions that you asked, I think, even for people who are working in government and think that they are trained in government would actually think those were absurd questions,
mm-hmm.
but they actually get to the root. They actually get to the root of the problem. I mean, who actually originated our subjugation is basically what you're asking in that video.
Yeah, if I have an obligation to the state, how was that obligation created upon me? Please explain that.
Exactly. But anyway, what I called you about...
Darius, I'm really glad that video had a positive effect on somebody because it was one of those things that we put out there because we went and we did it. We didn't really feel like it was that persuasive or interesting a video, so I'm glad to hear that even a really droll, boring discussion with a city manager was actually useful for you. So anyway, go ahead with your point.
I just thought that was awesome. But what I called you about, and I've listened to you pretty much every night or every time I get a chance... But one of the things that I've been dealing with here, I live in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things that I've been dealing with here for about 2 years, and I've been talking to several Congress people. I won't mention their names. I'll try to be nice and, not slam anybody. But anyway, as you know, there are several bills currently are requiring a mandated RFID, either in a card or subdermal. Now, a lot of people don't believe this. I work in a place, where I'm an engineer, and I work in a place where there's a lot of employees, and, I'm almost hated where I work because of the things that I've told people. I have two different, responses. Either people don't believe what I say, or they're just
Well, it's true. The federal government has begun putting RFID tags in passports. They also are putting them in the specs for the whatever federal ID cards they're trying to shove down our throats. They tried Real ID. They were rebuffed, thankfully, by many of the states. But some states are implementing the Real ID program, as I understand it still, and they will be putting RFID chips in. So what you're saying is absolutely true. As far as the mandating chipping of people, I haven't seen the evidence for it yet, but I know that the control freaks, I'm sure, would love that.
Sure. I mean, how are you going to lose? You can lose an ID card. You can't lose your subdermal chip.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Actually, I'm getting ready to give you a little bit of evidence on that mandate.
All right.
Right now, there is a bill called Pass ID, and that one, I'm not sure how that's going to go yet. But that's pretty much a crossover of Real ID. It was.
Yep.
I don't know how that's going to go. But there's a bill now, the health care bill, Obama's health care bill that just passed a few days ago, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a couple of instances out of that where they're mandating a Class 2. Now, I'm an engineer. I understand that the average congressperson does not know what a Class 2 or a Class 1 or a Class 3. But anyway, an engineer is going to know. First-year engineer is going to know that. But I'm going to read from HB 3200, which is the Obama health care bill, and I'm hoping there's a lot of people listening
short.
To this.
I hope this is short.
It is short. It is
okay.
Short. But the Class 2... they're going to open up a national medical device registry where they're going to put everybody who checks into a hospital on this registry. And if you don't have a subdermal, now Class 2, keep in mind, a Class 1 is not a subdermal, Class 2 is. HB 3200, which is Obama's healthcare bill, requires you to have a Class 2. So in other words, they are
mandating. It
requires
you to have a microchip in order to go to the hospital?
Yes, sir. Yes,
wow.
Sir. It's in the bill. I'm going to tell you what page it's on. You're starting
you
on page
we'll take
1001.
We'll take your word for it. Go ahead and post the details over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'd be a great way for people to really jump on that. And I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up. Time for your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation. How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go. Wow.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 to...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this Saturday evening. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and enjoy it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you are a lady listener, we would invite you to be a part of the Shrine. You can get the details there. shrine.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Chris, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to ask you real quick. Did I hear correctly? Did you say this was your last Saturday night show?
Oh, no. If I said that, then that was a mistake. Not at all. We have no plans to ever stop doing Saturday nights, ever.
I just tuned in, and I thought that's what you said. Okay,
no, Saturdays are Free Talk Live's biggest, most popular night, so there's no way that it will ever go away that I can see.
Oh, great. Just quick thought. I had a friend of mine that used to have a saying, and he probably got it from somewhere else, and both of us have, I'm 56 and he's older than I am, and we've observed this to be true in our lifetime. And he told me one time and later, and after that I continued to observe this, that there's basically three types of people in the world. And there's those who want to control other people, those that want to be controlled, and those that don't want to be controlled by other people or control other people.
Yep, just people who want to be left alone.
I'd say that's fair to say, yeah.
But if you consider universal law of equal distribution is the proper name for it, if things are distributed equally throughout the universe, being that probably you and I are at one-third and we have two-thirds against us, since the one is complicit with the other, what hope have we when the one that wants to be controlled is willing to let the controller aggress against us?
It's a great question, and one worthy of answering. In fact, I'm working on a blog post over at freekeen.com, which is my blog site where I blog with a bunch of other liberty-minded people from up here in Keene. But I'm actually writing up a story about civil disobedience and non-cooperation and how I think that is one of the keys to achieving liberty in our lifetimes. I mean, we've been working in the political system for decades with the idea of whether it's the Libertarian Party or the whoever that's out there trying to supposedly roll back the size of the state. You know, we just need to elect the right people. And they've been saying this every 4 years or every 2 years. We just need to elect the right people. I mean, of course, it's Washington, D.C. It doesn't seem to matter who you elect. It's a power center, so it attracts those people who want to control others. And even the people that claim that they're smaller government, when they get in, they don't focus on rolling back the state. They focus on creating their own programs. They focus on the areas where they think government should be. And so over time, nothing ends up changing beyond the fact that government keeps getting bigger. So I think civil disobedience and non-cooperation are going to play a significant role. And I will give you an example of one tremendous, what I consider success that our generation, effectively of freedom advocates, has had. And that is right here in Keene, New Hampshire. The 420 celebrations are going on, and they are going on strong. I was out at one of them today. I was out at a few others earlier this week. They're happening on a daily basis where people who want to be free are acting like they're free. They're just going out and they are being free in public. They are consuming cannabis in the center of town here in Keene, New Hampshire. They've been doing it now for weeks on end, completely unmolested by the police this year. Last year, when they first started, the cops came after the activists out there. They made a couple of arrests. But when the activists followed the police to the police station the first day and smoked out behind the police station in a big circle,
Then they ended up in the police front lobby.
The next day, they ended up in the front lobby after the cops tried to make another arrest to intimidate them. They came back and followed them back there, went into the lobby, smoked out in the lobby, and then the police didn't show hide nor hair again at the 420 celebrations until one day on the Pumpkin Fest, where they made a real show and they cracked down. But all of that was last year. Ever since the Pumpkin Fest, we're talking about months. Now, there was a short several weeks in winter where they took a break. But as of the middle or late February, they've been going on every single day, visibly smoking cannabis out of pipes and things like that and joints and everything. Multiple people. We're talking upwards of – it's been as high as 100-plus. Generally, there'll be about 12 to 20 people there on a daily basis. Weekends tend to be a little heavier with more like 30, 40, 50 people showing up. But my point here is that if you have the numbers, if you have enough people, you can achieve freedom. It is absolutely possible. You just have to encourage people to work to actually just gum up the system, to make it impossible for them to enforce their laws.
But say that it's a third, third, and a third, like I was proposing. And if you'll never convince the controllers to not want to control.
Absolutely. That's why politics is, in my opinion, a very ineffective way of achieving change. I don't necessarily believe there's anything to your third, third, third idea. I think maybe there might be, but there's no real evidence of it. I think that
whatever the numbers are, but if you can't convince the people, and I don't think you can, I don't know, but I don't think you can, the ones that want to be controlled, because those are the ones that are
We need to control drugs.
We need to do whatever they want.
I understand what you're saying. Those people are always going to be out there, and there's no way we're going to be able to convince them all, no doubt about that. However, if you start living like free people, instead of begging politicians to be free, if you just start living free, you get together with other like-minded folks, as we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you just start living free and you accept that there is a chance they might put you in a jail cell, and you accept the threats and the scary factor that the government tries to throw in there, then at some point there's not much they can do. There was actually a quote that I was reading today, and let me see, I've got it here. I was going to use it for my article. At least 95% of all cases are settled by plea negotiations. This is a statement that holds true wherever you are, whether you're in the United States or anywhere else where there's sort of a Western legal system. 95% of cases are settled by plea negotiations, at least, according to a defense attorney. He says plea bargains are absolutely essential to the judicial system. Without plea deals, the courts, jails, and prisons will become clogged with defendants and inmates. He said, as a practical matter, we would have to build 10 new courthouses in Keene if we took everyone to trial. We would have to hire 5 times as many police officers and prosecutors. The judicial system would come to a screeching halt. Now, Mark, you've had a parking ticket that's been outstanding since when?
November.
When's the trial?
July.
How many months is that?
They've delayed it. They've delayed it, but it's eight or nine months
until you finally get to your trial, which hasn't come yet. Maybe they'll delay it some more. Who knows? But the point there is, here in New Hampshire, at least, and it's probably like this anywhere. They're government bureaucrats, so they're right on the precipice. They're right on the tipping point of complete breakage. And it wouldn't take a whole lot of disobedience and non-cooperation. You could line people up, get 20 parking tickets, and have all 20 people take it to court, and then set out their trial dates another month. Right now, they're having to shut down the court on several days during a given period of time because they just don't have enough money to run the court system here. It costs them every time somebody wants to take something to a trial. So if we could, you don't need a third. You don't need 50%. Maybe 5%. If you could get 5% or 10% of the people that are charged with all this silly nonsense crap like drug possession or speeding tickets or parking tickets to actually challenge all of those things, instead of taking the plea bargain and then go in and go through the trial process, even if you ended up doing community service at the end of that process, being found guilty, as most people will be, you still are costing the state dearly in order to operate their scam. And that's just where we are right now, is most Americans are too scared to do anything like that. They're too frightened of the state to stand up against it. Say again?
I hope it works.
Oh, it's working. Like I told you, we've got a demilitarized zone right now every afternoon at 4:20 in the center of town's square in Keene, New Hampshire. People are openly smoking cannabis in clear violation of any sort of statutes that are passed. I mean, it's happening on a daily basis. So how do you explain that?
For close to a year.
Yeah, well, not quite a year, but I mean, it's weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks in a row, day after day after day, the cops drive by, the cops look over. They don't do anything about it, though, because what are they going to do? They're going to come in and arrest a dozen people? That would fill up their holding cells at the jail. They wouldn't have enough room for that amount of people. And if all dozen of them took those charges to trial, they'd have to schedule trials out for months, especially if you appealed it. I mean, it just takes courage. It takes effort. It takes, more important than anything else, and here's the real key, it takes getting people together. People who love the idea of freedom have to come together. You can't stay where you are, cross your fingers, and hope that the politicians are going to help you out. As you've pointed out, that's just not working very well. But if we can get our like-minded people together, that third or whatever the percentage is, maybe it's only 20% of the population, if we can get those people together in the same place, you'd be unstoppable. The system won't be able to handle any amount of civil disobedience and non-cooperation beyond just a handful of people. You get 25 people doing civil disobedience, you can have significant change, I think. So thank you for the call. I hope that helps answer your question. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.